tuned in to a fireside chat with Zany Mystic. Join us now on another exciting metaphysical journey. Relax, tune in, drop out, and take a seat by the fire as we explore new realms and possibilities. This is Magenta Pixie. You can find me at magentapixie.weebly.com. But now, here is Zany Mystic and guest. Enjoy the show.
Greetings, and welcome to A Fireside Chat with Zany Mystic. I'm your host, Lance White. Tonight, I'm delighted to welcome Susan Gash to the show. As a healer, Susan is the real deal. Her spirit medicine is authentic, pure, and energetically crystal clean. During healing sessions, she invokes the Spirit Doctor team, a rare entourage of over 40 beings who apply not only traditional healing methods, but stellar futuristic healing technologies. Session participants are able to make personal healing requests, receive guidance from the Spirit Doctors, and awaken to their own innate gifts and cosmic heritage. As a dowser, Susan blends her highly developed intuitive base with precise technical skills to assist people with removing obstacles, raising energy levels, and reclaiming lost aspects of their soul's essence. She is a former dancer, certified movement analyst, and founder of an all-women's dance theater that received international acclaim. She lives on a spectacular mountaintop farm high in the Andes of Ecuador. From this location of pristine nature and spirit, she offers private sessions with the Spirit Doctor team and with dowsing, working both in person and online. You can find her website at www.crystalmountainhealing.com. And I just wanted to mention that Susan, with two of our mutual friends, Lucia Renee and David Manning, are going to be in a rare three-day event, July 7th through 10th in San Francisco. It's called the Treasure Trove of Transformation Workshop. And this is going to be a three-day intensive, and it's really designed for people who want to they would go to the moon, so to speak, or shift dimensions. It's, if you're ready to have some real shifting going on, then this is a wonderful opportunity to have three of the most powerful people that I know of in the same place in beautiful San Francisco. So you can find that at luciarenee.com and offerings-overview/live events. So let's welcome Susan to the show now. How are you?
Hi, Lars. I'm good. Thank you. Thank you for that lovely introduction.
Well, good, good. I heard a little. Is somebody giving a haircut in the background?
I certainly hope not, although the wind is kicking up around here. Enclosed space at our healing center, but the wind can be pretty strong up here on this mountain, so hopefully it'll participate with us.
Well, I am a bit curious, and I'm sure the listeners might be too, about how you how your path developed and how you began doing the spirit medicine, and what led you to that path? Did you know at an early age, or maybe you could share just a little bit about that before we go on?
Sure. You know, I was reflecting back about my earlier times, as a child, and nothing unusual. However, I did have some experiences that I thought were completely normal at the time. And spending time kind of zoning out. And it would happen, actually. I went to a Catholic school, and in the mornings, we would go to Mass every morning before school. And actually, I thought that was part of school. I didn't realize for a long time till my public school friends told me, no, that's not part of school. But there, sitting in the church and having that spaciousness and the solemnness and the prayerfulness really created that experience for me that I think I took through the rest of my young adulthood. And I found myself in a modern dance class much later, my late teens, and then pursued that course. I mean, it was my saving grace, I think, and also really brought me into myself. And so that experience and then taking it to a professional level was just an entryway into the work I'm doing now, because it was so spirit-based, you know, choreography, creating, performance. And I began to do work using movement as a tool for transformation. So once I moved out of the performance arena, I took it into a healing art. And from there, I studied with a beautiful mentor, Verna Yater, who's since passed on. And she was doing the spirit doctor work for many, many years. And so I got to experience them and had lots of experiences. And then upon her passing, that gift was offered to me to carry forward. So that's how that happened.
Well, that's wonderful. And what is your experience of a healing, for instance? What are some of the things that you find occur for you, and how does that work for the client?
Well, it's just really touching into spirit world and that place. You know, there's a lot of reverence during a session, and for me, it's I think that I pretty much just tune into a certain frequency. We'll just call it the spirit doctor channel.
Okay.
And yeah, and I work with them, and I've gotten to know them fairly well. And they will come and visit me prior to a session beginning, and if it's an individual session, usually just before. Sometimes when I do group work, they'll come the night before. And I imagine that they're working on me as well, just to prepare me. And they're quite a stellar group. They cover many expansive expertises, everything that you would find in Western medicine. So there's like surgeons on the team, it's orthopedic people. And then there's a group that's very holistic. There's an acupuncturist on the team. There's a rolfer. There's now a veterinarian, and there's a dentist. So that pretty much covers a huge range with the physical body. And there's also, since we moved to Ecuador 7 years ago, there's a group of earth shamans. And they're from the indigenous spirit world, and they've come to join and work with the team. And they're very... they work in a really, really different way, really different energy. And when they come into a session, it's very quiet. It's very something you would expect with shamanistic healers. I mean, they use natural tools. They'll bring in holly or green plants, or they'll bring in their feathers and smoke, and very, very few words. They'll get very, very few words, where the spirit doctor team is pretty profuse. I mean, is that the right word, Lance? Profuse? I don't know. Sure. Anyway, they're very excitable. They have a really great sense of humor. Mm. And yeah. And then lastly, just about a year ago, a small group called the Galactic Shamans dropped in, and there's about three of them. And they come from deep, deep, deep in the universe, and they work with sound and they work with breath. Those are their tools. And they let me know that they haven't walked on the earth plane, because all of the team, original team members, have. So they've been actually on the earth as physicians and healers. And it gives them a really nice perspective and a unique view when they're working with us, because they understand the human condition. You know, they understand our emotional body. Mm-hmm. So they have a lot of compassion. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah, they have great results with the work, really.
How does that usually show up?
For a long time, much of the work in the beginning was really focused, and I think it's just reflective of where we all are currently, but originally it was really reflective of the physical body. I mean, more work with the physical body, and that will still occur. However, it's moved much more into working on a soul level, and really a lot of encouragement and guidance will come through for a person regarding that. And a lot of times the team will present, it's like looking into their soul, holding a mirror and shining it back, so for people to really see who they are. And that's very powerful experience. Yeah. I mean, sometimes past life clearings will happen during the session. And generally the team will bring a past life information forward. For instance, if there's a clearing that needs to happen in this lifetime, and I've seen that over and over again. I mean, there was one client I had, I guess, a little over a year ago, and they brought a past life forward where she was actually caught in a very unexpected, like huge dust storm, the kind you'd find out in some huge desert. And the shock of that and coming, you know, having that experience was still trapped in her cellular body. And during that call, she coughed the whole time, the whole hour. It was amazing. And just clearing the lungs. And she actually came with that request, you know, that she was having chronic lung problems. So that was a really nice clearing that happened for her. Sometimes they'll bring past life information forward when they want someone to remember a gift that they carried in a past life, and it was time for it to be remembered or reawakened. So in that way, I feel really touched when things like this happen, because it's just such a privilege for me and an honor to really be present when something that profound is taking place and an opening like that is occurring. So I feel really honored to do this work. You know, to see into somebody's really into the very beauty of their soul.
Wow. Well, of course, you're in the and when you're in Ecuador, there you're in the most beautiful surroundings from the pictures you show on your website.
Yeah, it's quite spectacular here, Lance. I mean, you know, we've been living here 7 years, and sometimes I have to remember to look up, you know, because you get busy with life. But what's really potent here is the energy, and it's very strong. And we work with the energies of this mountain, and there's a couple mountain spirits that have made themselves known to us, and it's a beautiful one. The female version is White Feather, and the male version, his name is Lightfoot. And they're pervasive right here over this valley. However, they have come to work with us and work with the people that come here for healing. So, and also, we named the mountain Crystal Mountain Healing, because there's quartz crystal that runs all the way through this mountain. And those energies are very, very palpable when you come here. So we have a lot of support, let me say that. A lot of support. But, you know, the thing with the spirit doctor work, as well as the dowsing, is that it really opens people up to experiencing what we just call the invisible world, right? And it's just so present and available. We were recently doing a teleconference series and called Exiting the Matrix. And one of the participants on the call said, she wrote us after the first session, and she said, you know, you and Sven talk about spirit world like there are people standing right next to you. And it kind of caught me off guard. I was like, oh, well, yeah, that's right. We do. And that is true. They are. However, I forget, you know, living up here on this mountain, sometimes I forget what else is going on, you know, down there. So, But it's been an amazing journey. I mean, I always tell people that moving to Ecuador and onto this mountain was the dowsing that was done on us to prepare us to do this work. And it's totally true. We had a lot of challenges and faced a lot of things when we came here. You know, I mean, we came through guidance and we just left all of our, what do you call them, certificates that you put on a wall. We left them all behind. And it's like, okay, let's just start over. Let's see. And it's been amazing. So we went through a lot of healing work ourselves. And I feel like we've finally come out the other side and, you know, light at the end of the tunnel kind of thing. And it's beautiful. We've been able to really assist people from this location, you know, all over the world. So,
do you notice a difference between the healing that you do in your native area there and when you come into the big cities? For instance, when you come to San Francisco, there probably will be different types of problems that will come up. And do you notice a shift in the types of situations that are that arise for people?
Well, you know, what I San Francisco is just about ready to happen next weekend, so it will be interesting to see what's there. When we launched this project, Treasure Trove, we launched it in Berlin in April, and not knowing exactly who was going to show up, and it was just a phenomenal group, and everybody who needed to be there was there, and everybody that I think is drawn to this project and this work is really working at is really ready and willing and willing to do the personal work, and then as well there was a lot of collective work that was done during that weekend as well. And so I don't know, it's almost like we go into a little time capsule for the weekend. So we'll see, you know, we'll see what San Francisco brings. I think for me, it's just more or less crossing through Miami and getting, you know, a little bit sideswiped, just preparing myself for the commotion, right?
right.
Yeah.
Well, it will be quite busy there. I mean, in San Francisco, I used to live in San Francisco, and it's changed so much that I can hardly navigate the city anymore.
Yeah, well, that's the good word, right? Navigate, because everything is so going so fast now, including, you know, our 3D experience, just like what you're saying, Lance. And my main theme for myself this last 2 months and for other people is consolidation, you know, just consolidate, because it gives us our best chance to be able to navigate, you know, from a place of a little more streamlined place. But, you know, in Berlin, I just want to remark on this because it is, we'll see what's going to happen in San Francisco and then in London. In Berlin, on the final day when we have the spirit doctor work, so a lot of clearing had taken place, especially with David's work, a lot of clearing and empowerment with Lucia's evening empowerments. And by the time we got to Sunday, everybody was so wide open. Well, in the spirit doctor work in a gathering, there's a protocol that where people actually stand, and I do a little hands-on work with them to open up some passageways for the physical body to receive. And then they more or less fall back. It's a little dramatic. And then you have catchers, and then they're placed really gently on the floor. And as we were preparing that, I kept getting information to put people in a grid form. Like, I didn't even understand it as a grid at the time. It was more like just put people in very clear, either right to left or forward to back, horizontal vertical lines. And then once we got into the session, a really fascinating thing happened. And the spirit doctor team communicated to me that this grid that was formed by the physical bodies became like a key card, like the kind, you know, you have at a hotel where you drop it in the door to open it. And the key card was created by the actual participants. And I had a little heads up before Berlin because I had done a private session with one of the participants and the word representative had come up. And I thought, well, this is fascinating. You know, it's a representative of a country that's coming to do this collective and personal work. And that was true. However, on that last day, what I realized was that the representatives were also from various star systems, and they were coming together to create this grid key card that then got turned vertical and dropped into the very core of the earth. And it was phenomenal because there was this light up moment, like a signal moment. And very much like the image of the mother tree from the film Avatar, with the roots, very much like that. And it was fascinating, the wake up signaling. And it was like a signaling for humanity, a signaling for the cosmos. But one fascinating thing to me was that each person who participated was able to like beam out now this clear signal to their home planet, home star. And there was going to be this open communication that was reconnecting, redeveloping. So, I mean, it's just one event. You know, I know lots of people are doing this work right now. Again, just to say, we're really in an interesting time. Things are speeding up and moving quite quickly. I mean, how are you experiencing that, Lance? I mean, is that you having that same experience?
Could you say that again?
Oh, I was just saying that things are moving really rapidly.
Oh, okay. Do you have any sense about the, so many people are talking about shifts into other dimensions and the Earth shifting into a higher frequency? Do you experience that for yourself? I would think you would be able to perceive shifts like that where you live because it's so natural and unencumbered with devices. So, Susan, before we were sidetracked there, we were talking about the shift in frequencies and the Earth shifting her frequency as well. How do you experience that where you live in Ecuador, if at all? I mean, what is your sense of all of that?
Well, you know, I mean, I have been tracking this with dowsing, the Schumann resonance, and just watching it skyrocket, Lance, and beginning in March, when it March of the equinox last March to now. And I stopped in the end of May because it was so off the charts. I mean, there is an intensity to it, and it's here as well. You know, fortunately, we're in nature completely, so I can just go out and put my bare feet in the grass. But you know, it's just a time where it's really important that we fortify ourselves as much as possible. You know, meaning our physical being, and asking for all of our body systems to be working in harmony, and asking them to, you know, and asking for gentleness in these shifts. And of course, all the clearing work that's always necessary. You know, I know we do a lot of work and then we can pause and be on a platform and then, you know, then we do another leg of the work. But there's definitely a strength needed right now. And I think that we all need, and that's why that theme of consolidation really hit home for me. And we've actually done that up here on the farm. We let two of our two goats go this last week. I mean, to a nice home. However, just sort of tightening up the ship a little bit. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to really see what's essential and what's essential in our lives right now. Because the energies are, I mean, they're real. What's happening is we can track through dowsing. I mean, we can confirm that it's real. And so, yeah, it's just been an interesting time. And I think we have to really hold on to our hats, really.
Right.
Yeah.
And what are some of the things that you have seen are of value for those who are working on this path of clearing and of raising their frequency and vibration?
Well, you know, letting go of old belief systems, even becoming aware of them within residing within whatever aspect of our being, you know, in our emotional body or mental body, physical body, and clearing that out. When we did the pilot program, Exiting the Matrix support series, what came up for a lot of people in this process of clearing and processes of saying, yes, I want to exit this matrix and become my full authentic self, were some really interesting programs. So these are some to look at, I guess, for the listeners, for themselves. A doubt program, you know, just doubting anything, everything. The program, I Do Not Deserve. And then, of course, fear, different fears. And then another interesting program that came out for someone was we named the security program. So, like, yeah, if I exit the matrix, meaning, you know, if I leave that job or I leave that relationship, XYZ is going to happen to me. And then it just holds people in a kind of configuration where, you know, there's just fear to make a move, to make a change. So it's just becoming aware of those things. And then, you know, I always say, and it's true of ourselves too, you know, we have blind spots and we have to reach out sometimes for assistance. And sometimes the assistance is here in the 3D world. And sometimes we ask for assistance with the spirit world. So I can only say spirit world, and I know many of your listeners know this, you know, it's so, so real and so available and so standing right next to us. But however, we have to ask for their assistance. You know, there's just that universal law that they really won't interfere until we request their assistance.
Mm-hmm. And what about some of the clearing work that needs to be done and the repression of the shadow? Is that something that people can try out, can access on their own? I know in general, people who have soul fragments that have broken off or have left because of trauma or shock, that usually the shaman is the one to bring those together. They're the facilitators for that. But I do have a friend who felt that she could do it herself, and by golly, she did do it herself, and she found two fragments of different ages. And is reincorporating them into her soul's essence.
Beautiful. I totally believe that's possible. I mean, we are the shamans now, you know?
And right.
So it's beautiful. I mean, that's, you know, to be able to go into some form of, you know, state of meditation and then really ask and look. I mean, one of the modalities we work with, Lance, you know, the dowsing makes it really, it's a very efficient way of working with energy. And that is one of the protocols. And so we can ask, we basically ask, you know, what percentage of soul is with a person? And we get a number. What percentage of soul did they come in with? And you're right, it's due to trauma, you know, often in past lifetimes, trauma or difficult events. That piece of the soul just steps to the side and says, I'm just going to wait this one out. However, unless we call it back in, it just remains there.
Okay, so we were talking about the possibility of multiple lifetimes somehow intertwining with this one, and that that has to be sorted through, and you must have had that experience happen to you, yes?
Yes. Yeah, and along with that, you know, what we call like old vows or old contracts, agreements, commitments, you know, that get carried through, because when we make a promise or when we give our word, that's a very strong energy, and that will stay with us until that is cleared. And so that's one of the other things we look at. I came in this time, this round, with a couple of vows from being in the convent. So it was pretty fascinating to discover that, you know, the vow of poverty.
Right.
And, you know, having a life as an artist previously, it was fine. I never felt like I was in poverty. You know, I always had a place to live, and I loved my work. So it wasn't until much later that through the dowsing work that I actually learned of this and then cleared it. And it's been wonderful because those things are like placeholders.
Right, right.
You know what else is really interesting? It sounds very old-fashioned, is curses. And curses come from one lifetime to another, and we've seen that over and over again with people. And sometimes it's a self-curse where many people that come to us for work have been healers in their past life, right? They're drawn to that work, and they experience something really traumatic, and they curse themselves and said, hey, that's it. I don't want this gift again. I'm going to place this block right over my intuition.
Okay. And
yeah, it's pretty phenomenal. Or, you know, you're cursed by your neighbor. And I mean, curses happen all the time. It's just a negative thought form that we project onto someone. However, if it's done by, we call it a professional curse, if it's done by a shaman or a black witch that really knows how to put that in place, it's stronger and it holds. Mm-hmm. Until it's really discovered, you know. So we just have to look at where in our lives there might be some blocks and then start doing a little detective work. You know, what's the source of this? You know, is it this lifetime? You know, some imprint from my parents, or is this go back further in time?
Interesting.
Yeah, I love that work. It's really fun, actually. And we love to teach it because it's really self-empowering, and the people who have taken our seminar and who are using the work will write back to us and report, and it's just great what people are doing with it.
Huh.
So.
Well, now when you're going to be doing the 3-day event, what will be the format for that? It'll be a little bit different than your traditional healing modality, right?
Yeah, basically the three of us come together with the group and, you know, we just sit down and begin talking about what's up in consciousness and what the current energies are like and what's happening, and kind of check in to see where participants are. And then we go through a sequence of clearing work. We go through the sequence of the healing work with the spirit doctor team, and then the empowerments also really, you know, boost people through the weekend for their own personal work, as well as we'll discover why this group has come together, and especially in San Francisco, because it's a little bit of a mystery at the moment. It's really been fascinating because Lucia and David and I come from such different places and experiences, right? But however, working together has been really easy and interesting. And I think I shared with you, Lance, too. I mean, it was just a huge push for me to step into this arena, to be this public. But it's all flowing, so it's good. You know, it's like what I like to say to people, when you're presented with an opportunity, just say yes, you know? Just say yes.
Mm-hmm.
Figure out the rest later.
Right. Right. Well, it does seem that the universe rolls out its magic carpet, and that opportunities are kind of given to us to do different things. And depending on our belief systems, as you said, we may be courageous and want the challenge. And then again, we may be afraid that we're not up to it. And an example of that was about 10 years ago when one of the owners wrote me and asked me if I wanted to do a radio show. And I thought my first reaction was, I don't know anything about a radio show. I wouldn't know how to do it, and I certainly can't do that. But thankfully, I let the question just kind of roll through my head, and then I thought to myself, I would always wonder what would have happened had I done it. And so I accepted it, and it's been just a wonderful magic carpet ride to meet people like you and Lucia and David and many other wonderful people. And so that's an example of something that overcoming your fears, you know, if something comes up and we don't know how to do it, we have the ability within ourselves to be guided through it. And I've always felt that all of the answers are inside of us, so there's nothing really that we need to tap into to fill that knowledge gap, because everything is already inside. So it's just a matter of, you know, asking and listening and meditating and so on. But
that's a great example, because you're so natural at what you do and so gifted at what you do. So it's a beautiful example, you know, of saying yes and seeing what happens. But yeah, I mean, there's definitely overcoming fears, right? That's the biggest one, I think, you know, to overcome fear.
You know. Well, you know, it does seem that there's a running program to create fear on this planet, and it seems to be designed somewhat intentionally to keep us off balance and to lower our frequency or lower our vibration. Because whenever we're in fear, we can't be in our joy or bliss or feeling love or compassion. We're afraid, and usually it has something to do with death or loss or, you know, money or something like that. So I would guess that healing is going to be encompassing those elements as well, to learn how to shift out of fear quickly, because the opportunities to lower our frequency are moment by moment. And it's so easy to get pulled into the news or, you know, the newspaper or whatever the information and propaganda is of the day. It seems to be designed to evoke fear. So it seems that part of our healing journey may indeed be removing those things that are keeping us stuck in lower frequencies.
I think that's totally true, Lance. And, you know, the way to raise our vibration is through clearing. I mean, we can ask to raise our vibration. However, at least with the dowsing work, we see that it just sits there. We have to have an active work like clearing or meditation practice that's going to allow us to move through some of those thicker, denser places. And, you know, the fear is definitely a program. And, you know, I just tell people, if they're still watching the news, just turn it off. Because that piece of mass consciousness, and it comes through mass communication as well, you know, all the internet work that we all do, really need to be careful, because, you know, there's a lot coming through that. And that mass consciousness is, you know, of a country or an area, is like a big blanket, and we're affected by it whether we like it or not. So for me, coming from a dance perspective and very much in a field in involving the body, I like to tell people also just be really gentle, because the body at this point is in a recalibration process to these new energies and frequencies, and it just needs time. It needs time to adapt and come to balance. And so, you know, sometimes it's just a little rough, but whatever you know your body is saying it needs, you know, whether that's sunlight or, you know, whatever, give it to it, because it will help. It will help.
Well, that certainly makes sense.
Yeah. You know, another piece of information, I mean, that's come through really clearly, and actually with this last group healing session I did with the Spirit Doctor team, was, you know, the phrase of hold the light right now, you know, just hold the light, be the light, and be the light so that others can also see it. Because there are some people that we know that we'd say, well, they're just not awake or whatever, you know, just kind of in the quagmire of it all. And so it's just nice to be able to hold that light and be present with it. And then that gets communicated, you know, that gets communicated. So, but yeah, there's a lot out there, and I know awareness is the key, and it's really, the awarenesses are really great to have. And at the same time, we just have to, again, you know, really watch how much time we're spending doing that, because it can really take you down the rabbit hole.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to hopelessness, which is part of the intention. So, yeah, we're going to be careful for that.
Right, right. Well, the other thing is, too, is not making the mistake of believing that that what's in the matrix is real.
Yeah.
And that's a toughie, because we create it as a reality when we accept it as a reality. And so if somebody asks you if it's real, well, of course it's real. They said it on the news that it has to be real. And yet it isn't real, too. So it's a real-to-real movie.
Exactly, the real-to-real. Yeah.
And now, you know, the movie is humming again.
Yes, it's true. It is.
It's a busy movie tonight.
It's very busy. It's very busy. Yeah. I mean, we probably all catch ourselves walking around, you know. Sometimes I'll notice it if I'm doing dishes, because I'm just doing this task, you know, where I'm like, I'll find myself holding my breath, or I'll find myself having, like, just going, oh, I feel a little anxiety, you know.
Mm.
This is the worst kind of stress, the kind that's there that you're not really aware of,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's just time to be really aware and really conscious of how we're doing things, to what we're eating, to, you know, who we're hanging out with. That's a really big one.
Do you have any interesting stories of your healing experiences that you'd like to share before we end the hour?
Let's see. Well, I have a couple that just come into mind. Let's see. A recent healing experience, and this is all kind of on the same subject matter, the Spirit Doctor team, was a woman who's been experiencing a lot of stress and poverty and difficulty, physical health difficulty. And when we went into the session, a very clear image of this beautiful mermaid, but she was completely, completely enwrapped in what you would say, well, entangled in fishing lines. I mean, so much so that she couldn't move like a finger. And she was dropped down into the darkest part of the ocean water. And slowly through the session, the team was like literally putting their fingers in, you know, and getting in there and opening up the space. And then eventually drawing her up, it was so beautiful, to the light, you know, the light that hits the water where it interfaces. And if you're underwater, how you can see that light streaming in, you know, mm-hmm. and just slowly brought her up. And then, of course, all these beautiful metaphors for her about being of the water, being of land and the sea, and really the guidance was, you know, you have such an ability to traverse spirit world, visible and invisible, and and you can help others do this. And, you know, we're here to shed some light on this, bring you to the light, and also just unentangle everything that was there. But the last comment for her was, you know, also when you're ready, open your eyes to the light and do it slowly because it's going to be so bright. You know, just beautiful. And she's had some nice, you know, I love when people report back too. She's had some nice experiences since that session, and good for her, you know.
Well, we're almost out of time, and I want to make sure that people can find your website and the event that you're going to be doing with Lucia and David. So maybe you could mention your website and where to find you, and also where they can get information about attending the event.
Yeah, we're at crystalmountainhealing.com. And that's Sven and I up here in the mountain, on the farm, where we do our work. And on our site, you can find a link for Treasure Trove of Transformation, the workshop this coming weekend in San Francisco. And the doors are open to signing up for that, as well as the last one will be held in London in October. You can also go to luciarenee.com and find that material on the Treasure Trove. And, yeah, thank you, Lance. This has been beautiful to have this time to share what I do and to have this time together with you and your listeners.
Well, it was wonderful, and I thank you, Susan, and I wish you a wonderful experience with everybody at the event in San Francisco, and I just hope you have a wonderful and enlightening and dimension shifting time there.
Thanks.
All right. Well, it was wonderful to talk to you, Susan. And I guess that's all. We'll say good night.
Okay. Good night. And thank you to the BBS radio people. Thank you.
Thank you, too.